George Shorb Part 2.
When you sit down to your table, think of the broken-down farmer and the overworked cook who raised and prepared your food. When you look at your beautiful clothes, think of the poor factory girls and sewing girls who made them. When you sit before your cheerful fire, think of the miners crawling like worms in the bowels of the earth. When you admire your mansion, think of the men who cut the timber, living all winter in wretched cabins and working in snow and storm, and think of the men in the quarry who often meet death in their hard and dangerous work. Some stone in your house or church may be the tombstone of some ill-fated workman. It is strange that the people who furnish our food often go hungry, that those who give us fire are often cold, and those who give us shelter sometimes have no house of their own. Society can only be saved by being born again. Force has sometimes been of service, but it is only a secondary service. It is worse than useless without intelligence and virtue. It has been said, you need only to prick the skin of a civilized man to find the barbarian, Terence said. It is a great error to suppose that the government is more firm when supported by force than when founded on affection. There is a Christian communism which says, mine is thine, but there is a communism of the world which says, thine is mine. When Benjamin Franklin was a little boy, he was met one morning by a man who began to flatter him and say sweet things to him, till he got him to turn a grindstone while he ground his axe. When he was done, he said, clear out, you little rascal. Franklin never forgot the lesson. In after life, when he heard anyone flatter and continually declare his love for the people, he said, he has an axe to grind. This world is a self-regulating machine. When it goes too fast, or too far in any direction, it presses hidden springs which restore it to harmony. In 1858, Lincoln applied this thought to slavery, saying, this nation must become all slave or all free. And the weapons of our warfare are mighty to the pulling down of the strongholds of iniquity. We are all under the rule of gold, and not under the golden rule. When I say the rule of gold, I do not mean the rule of rich, but the rule of gold itself. The vast majority of the best and wisest people come from the middle class. This, therefore, is the plane on which we all ought to live, safe from the giddy height and from the gloomy depth, safe from the dangers of wealth and from the degradation of poverty. Goldsmith says, I have found in every land that freedom is only another name for riches. Look at the great struggles for freedom, and what do they reveal? Sir Walter Scott says, in substance, that the feudal barons who wrung Magna Carta from King John were the most brutal tyrants. They wanted freedom themselves, but they trampled upon the peasants and burned the Jews.